Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies around 50. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid-80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, could see a chance of rain showers overnight, lower 40s. And Thursday and Friday, mostly sunny skies and cooler. Right now, it's 52.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Despite many precautions, Jenny Barker Elementary School in Garden City moved to online learning yesterday. That decision came after several staff and students either tested positive or are in quarantine for COVID-19. KSN-TV reports that the district would not say how many coronavirus cases there were at the school, but that the safety and health of the students, staff, and community is their main priority. Our state recorded another spike in COVID-19 cases. The state saw an average of 736 new cases for the 7 days ending yesterday, or 9.8% higher than the previous record for the 7 days prior. Since Friday, the state added 2,055 new confirmed and probable cases, and the total amount of deaths in the state from COVID-19 increased by 8 to 771. And Kansas weather forecasters calling for warmer temps today and tomorrow. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer selling on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock QTO464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Authorities say a shooting at a Wichita apartment complex yesterday left one person dead. KTV reports the shooting happened around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon at the complex in the southern part of the city. Police Captain Wendell Nicholson said the victim is a man in his late 40s to early 50s. He reportedly walked down the stairs of the apartment complex and called 911 to report he'd been shot. First responders arrived to find him with a gunshot wound to his upper body. He was taken to a nearby hospital with life-threatening injuries where he later died. Police haven't immediately released any other details. Authorities say a Kansas City Chiefs fan who was upset about the team's loss to the Las Vegas Raiders pointed a gun at a victim in a neighborhood about 10 miles away from Arrowhead Stadium. Officers responded to the disturbance call around 5 o'clock Sunday afternoon after the game ended. A victim and witnesses told officers that a person upset over the result of the Chiefs' 40-32 loss to the Raiders pointed a gun. One of the witnesses then fought to disarm the suspect, who then fled. Mid-America Network News.
The last thing anybody needs in 2020 is more uncertainty about their health. Community Healthcare System reminds you to protect yourself and your family by making plans to get a flu shot. Everyone over the age of 6 months should be vaccinated against the flu. The vaccine has a good safety record and should help prevent flu-related doctor visits, illnesses, missed days of school and work, or even death. Call one of Community Healthcare System clinics today to schedule an appointment. Thank you for helping Community Healthcare System safeguard your health. Learn more at chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System, enriching the health and lives of the people that they serve.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Tuesday. Nebraska health officials say the state kicked off the week by registering nearly 500 new cases of coronavirus as the state continues to see its number of cases climb. The state's online tracking site showed 495 new cases of the virus were confirmed Sunday in the state, and more than 2,320 were confirmed Friday through Sunday. That brought the state total to 52,382 confirmed cases and 519 deaths since the pandemic began. Three staff members with the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services have tested positive for COVID-19. The agency said in a news release over the weekend that two are employed at the Nebraska State Penitentiary and one is employed at the Diagnostic and Evaluation Center. The latest cases bring to 170 the total number of correctional department employees who have been diagnosed with COVID-19. Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. In response to a continued increase in COVID-19 cases, Nemohall County Community Health Officer Jane Sunderland released a public letter via social media Monday morning, noting 19 cases in July, 88 in September, and 64 already in October. Nemohall County reports 71 active cases, with 180 projected by the end of the month at this pace. Sunderland underlined the practices of social distance, masks as appropriate, frequent hand washing, and being alert to COVID-19 symptoms and taking immediate action. Marshall County, as of Monday, reports 20 cases with the same words of guidance. As of Friday, Washington County reported just 3 cases. Helen Barber with Marshall County Partnership for Growth updated the Marysville City Council Monday on several grant assistance programs designed to help businesses and organizations impacted by COVID-19. An Evergy grant of $15,000 combined with Marshall County funds of $25,000 are available from a revolving loan fund at 0% interest for a year, then 5% annually after that, up to $5,000 per qualifying business. Sparks funding grant applications are due by the end of October and include relatively few limitations to application. Barber outlined a grant proposal through Evergy and Kansas State University that would fund an economic impact study of the Marysville Business Park near the Pizza Hut, which is being considered as an alternate site for a new county jail. She also received council approval to move forward with investigating the possibility of moving forward in accepting one of 10 $25,000 grants that could fund establishing a children's discovery museum in the community. An outdoor site was suggested, and she spoke of establishing a group to further pursue ideas. USD 364 School Board President Pam Dankenbring and Superintendent Michael Couch approached the council after comments at the last city meeting drew concern with the storage of tennis equipment in the former Beatty Depot adjacent to the tennis courts. The city had, at that time, asked the district to remove any items in storage and exclude use of the building in a contract renewal. Apparently, concerns had not been shared with the district, and council members or the mayor seemed uncertain what specifically had prompted the issue. Dankenbring pointed out the district alternative of constructing a separate storage facility at the district office makes little sense and would result in added taxpayer burden and add to student safety concerns crossing the street. After discussion and a suggestion for improved communication, it was agreed the school could continue to use the building for storage of tennis equipment. Letters will be mailed to property owners served singly by a grinder pump for sewer service, advising the council is considering a practice of turning responsibility of future maintenance over to property owners at such time the current pumps are repaired or replaced. A meeting to discuss the matter will be set at a future date. Councilmember Diane Schroeder expressed concerns with traffic at 16th and North Streets. She made a motion to install stop signs on the north and south with yield signs east and west. Police Chief Todd Ackerman indicated that traffic cannot yield to a stop sign and noted the intersection has been discussed many times over the years. He suggested stop signs north and south, and following discussion, it was consensus that a resolution to that effect be drafted for future consideration. Voter registration books will close for the general election at the end of business Tuesday, October 13th. Registration at county clerk's offices will require a photo ID. Anyone who has changed names or moved since the last election will need to re-register. In addition, a registration form can be mailed if requested by phone, and online registration is possible at ksvotes.org. Advance in-person voting for the general election opens Wednesday, October 14th, continuing through noon Monday, November 2nd. Mail-in ballots that are requested will also be mailed out Wednesday. The general election is Tuesday, November 3rd. Marvin L. Tug DeLay, age 92, of Morrillville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Morrillville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Marvin Tug DeLay. Lola L. Danielson, age 84, of Randolph, passed away April 20th. A memorial service is planned Saturday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Lola Danielson. Kenneth E. Jiggs Slifer, age 91, of Frankfort, passed away on Sunday. Private service will be held at a later date with the Patton Funeral Chapel of Frankfort in charge of arrangements for Kenneth Jiggs Slifer. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a taco potato, French bread, broccoli and cheese, blushing pears, and a cookie. Tomorrow, fish, baby bakers, corn muffin, Scandinavian blend, and plums. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome to Marysville during the Pony Express Gravel Dash this weekend. The annual event Saturday brings riders from several Midwest states. Cheer them on and join the activities at the Historic Depot. Also featured Saturday, the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K Run. Saturday afternoon, it's the Squirrel Jam in the Marysville City Park from 2 until 6:30. Coolers welcome. Free admission. Drop by. Many local merchants open this weekend as well. Learn more online at visitmarysvilleks.org. Your invitation from First Commerce Bank, Hometown Lumber and Hardware, Galloway, Biggers and Brenniger, Lawn, Heritage Inn Express.
Hey, musicians! Get squirrely with us at Squirrel Jam Saturday, October 17th from 2 to 6:30 p.m. at the Marysville City Park. We're looking for musicians, solos, duets, trios, bands, you name it, to perform at the bandstand. For those who just want to enjoy the live music, come chill out with us at the Marysville City Park, rocking out with these jamming squirrels. Bring your own beverages. Coolers of beer are allowed. Sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Club.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Quiet weather across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. It looks like we will still see some warm temperatures out there, anywhere in the mid to upper 70s, and even warmer temperatures across the Midwest for tomorrow. Some areas will see temperatures in the 80s, even mid to upper 80s. That will probably be the last 80s. We have a sharp cold front moving through Wednesday night. Some areas could see isolated rain showers, but behind it, some cool temperatures, highs only in the 50s and 60s for the end of the week, and that will continue into the weekend and the early parts of next week. So across the area, sunny skies, mid-70s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, clear skies, 50. Winds will be from the south at around 5 miles an hour. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, warm temperatures, mid-80s. Tomorrow night, isolated rain showers late. And Thursday and Friday, sunny skies and cooler. That's look your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-October, 69. Recent record high, 82 in 1995. The average low, 44. A record low of 28 in 2006. Sunrise this morning, 7:35. Sunset this evening at 6:48. Clear skies ahead of sunrise, 50 with a light south-southwest wind. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 13th of October. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hello, this is Jim Swim, candidate for the Kansas House 106 District. Representing you is my first priority. I will vote to pass Medicaid expansion, which will bring a portion of our federal tax dollars back to Kansas. By reducing uncompensated care costs, Medicaid expansion will help to save our rural hospitals and other vital health care services. A vote for Jim Swim is a vote for Medicaid expansion in Kansas.
Paid for by friends of Jim Swim, Gary Howland, Treasurer.
The Braves rally late and the Saints win in OT. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Last night's game one of the National League Championship Series goes to the Braves.
Offering on the way. That swung on. That's hit well. Did he sting this one over the left field wall? He did! Austin Riley gives the Braves a ninth inning lead.
The call on WCNN is Austin Riley's leadoff homer in the ninth gave Atlanta a 2-1 lead over the Dodgers. The Braves added three more in the inning and held on for a 5-1 victory. On Monday Night Football, Drew Brees led the Saints back from a 17-point deficit en route to an overtime win against the Chargers.
Brees steps up in the pocket, throws one, has a man, Jared Cook at the 10, 5, touchdown, Jared Cook!
On WWL, Chargers kicker Michael Badgley missed the potential game-winning field goal from 50 yards out as time expired in regulation. New Orleans wins in overtime, 30-27. More playoff baseball. The Rays are out to a 2-0 lead in the American League Championship Series after a 4-2 win over the Astros in Game 2. The Rays got on the board early after an error by Jose Altuve allowed Manuel Margot to bat with two on and two out in the bottom of the first.
McCullers holds to the belt and the pitch. Swing, and he drives one into center field. Back at it, Springer still going back to the wall. It's gone! The Rays take advantage of the Astros' miscue. And Manuel Margot, in a place he called home, just did the Rays a 3-0 lead.
The call on WDAE. Baseball Hall of Fame second baseman Joe Morgan has died. ESPN's Buster Olney on his legacy.
He was baseball royalty, the greatest second baseman of all time. You're talking about a player in his eight seasons in Cincinnati. 816 runs scored, 406 stolen bases, two MVP awards, 5 gold gloves, 415 on base percentage.
Morgan was 77. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Hi, my name is Crystal Busey, and I am your Republican candidate for County Clerk of Marshall County. As County Clerk, I promise to be responsible and accountable to the Marshall County voters. I will be transparent in all facets of the job with the Marshall County community while acting with the utmost honesty and integrity. I am committed to bringing a new sense of direction to the clerk's office, and I would appreciate your vote on November 3rd. Paid for by Busey for County Clerk, Melody Tomer, Treasurer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. COVID-19 having a huge impact on farmers' purchasing practices. That according to new research by leading global consultancy McKinsey & Company. The survey of financial decision makers at farms across Europe reveals that 95% of farms are considering adjusting purchasing behavior to minimize physical interactions in response to the pandemic. Digital purchasing may provide an answer, with McKinsey uncovering an increase in both farmers' desire to use digital channels to make product purchase decisions, up from 51% in 2019 to 87% post-COVID-19, and their desire to use digital channels to make actual purchases now reach 69%. But researchers say only 22% of farmers surveyed have made an online purchase over the last 12 months as of May. As attitudes move in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, companies in the agriculture industry have the opportunity to accelerate their online presence, work out omnichannel strategies, and even change their business model, perhaps, to better meet the needs of farmers. The Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo Executive Committee had voted unanimously to cancel the 2021 show, scheduled for January 15th through February 6th. Event leadership said the challenges facing creating a practical and enforceable protocol and procedure to comply with COVID-19 guidelines established by the Center for Disease Control and Prevention are extremely daunting. Now, more than 30,000 animals typically exhibited, in addition to about 2,300 participants in competitions and exhibitions. The Daily Sox show attendance can exceed 140,000 people. The crowded to buildings at the Will Rogers Memorial Center. Consultation with infectious disease professionals and public health folks indicate the Sox show would rank as very high risk for the spread of COVID, potentially impacting the population and healthcare systems. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Tuesday morning. Your farm broadcaster sits back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. The possible election of Obama Vice President Joe Biden to the White House and expected Senate confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court could form a new nexus for WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. rule. The defunct Obama WOTUS rule that gave EPA permit authority over millions of acres of farmland is still in the courts, defended by several states, but opposed by almost half, backing a Trump replacement. American Farm Bureau's Don Parrish explains.
If there are differences of opinion in circuit court decisions around the country, and that could happen because of where these cases are being litigated, you could ultimately have a case make its way all the way to the Supreme Court.
At the Supreme Court, a new justice and strict interpreter of the Constitution and its property rights prosecutions, Amy Barrett, may soon be sitting and could cross paths with a possible Biden administration on the Trump WOTUS replacement.
One of the questions that the Farm Bureau asked the two administrations, or the two officials, President Trump, Vice President Biden, was, what do you think about this WOTUS rule? The Trump administration was very clear that they intend to keep it. Vice President Biden, his campaign said they will evaluate it. But we do know that Vice President Biden was a part of the Obama administration that finalized the 2015 rule.
Harris says a California federal court declared the Trump rule that replaced WOTUS to be legal under the Clean Water Act, and Farm Bureau feels it aligns with the statute and the Constitution. Harris says American Farm Bureau will be in the legal fight all the way to the Supreme Court if it does go there. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on this Tuesday, right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. We know what it is, don't we? It is agriculture. It's an important time of year with harvest probably pretty much done, depending on what part of the country you're in. There is still work to do, though, and we'll talk about that with our gardening guru, Jim Fazell, after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Jim Fazell, our gardening guru, is back again today with more work for you.
Out in the garden, keep picking the veggies. Now, we've had a little bit of frost in some of our areas. In fact, this morning, there's a little bit of frost out there. If you folks that were listening put the bed sheets or blankets out on your tomatoes and so forth, they should be fine, because within a couple of days, we're going to get temperatures back up into the 70s, and things will keep right on growing. Pick the veggies as you need to. Now, we have some kind of a critter back in our garden that's picking the tomatoes for us, so we're going out and picking them as soon as they begin to turn pink. If you're having a trouble with squirrels or raccoons or whatever, getting your tomatoes before you do, or your sweet corn before you do, you really need to keep an eye on that and pick it as soon as you can. Sweet corn has to be left on until it's sweet, but the tomatoes can be picked as soon as they're pink. You can set them in the house or in the basement for a couple of weeks, and they'll turn nice and red for you, because really the plant itself has done about as much as it can with those when they begin turning pink. It can be another several weeks until we get a killing frost, and that will take things out like the tomatoes and the peppers and so forth. Fortunately, though, there's some things that actually can stand a frost, and they get sweeter if you leave them growing. Broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, any of the cold crops, if you leave those on, even if they get a little bit of frosting, makes them sweeter. They're better quality. In fact, some of these can be kept even without protection well into October, through October, and often into November. And we've picked broccoli for Thanksgiving in some years. Can't do it every year, but there are years when the weather is mild enough that we can do that. And the red crops, too. Carrots. parsnips, turnips. Anybody still grow rutabagas? I don't know, but we always hear people that are. Any of these root crops can be kept in the ground. You need to protect them to keep them from freezing by mulching them in, but they do get sweeter. The longer you leave them in the ground, the better tasting they are. Actually, parsnips, I really do like parsnips that have been picked in November, dug up in November, because they are sweet as honey, really tasty at that time of year. Now, if you can't mulch them to keep them from freezing, we do have folks that have made beds of sand, maybe the old sandbox. You can dig these roots and you can heal them in the sand and then mulch them with straw to keep that from freezing, because it's a lot easier to pull them out of the sand than it is to dig them out of the frozen ground.
More from Jim tomorrow. Back after this.
Even when you think you've seen it all, you haven't. The last few years have shown us that. And in the midst of what we can't control, Ag Partners is working with Winfield United to make certain of what we can with cropland seed. Together, they're putting millions of data points from answer plot locations and proven algorithms to work to set you and your fields up for success. And they mean each of your fields. Ag Partners agronomists will walk your fields and take soil samples to determine the best seed for each acre. When each seed is 100% yield potential, how you manage your field is key. That's why Ag Partners retailers are with you for in-season management too, utilizing tissue and soil sampling to gain data-backed insights so you can make informed adjustments to changing conditions. So when you buy cropland seed, you get more than great seed. You get the commitment of Ag Partners and Winfield United to make the most of it, so you get the greatest profit potential. Find your local Ag Partners agronomy account manager today at winfieldunited.com/agpartners.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 50 ahead of sunrise. Winds are light, favoring the south. Mid-70s on a gradual warm-up today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas State quarterback Skylar Thompson will miss the rest of the season after having surgery on his throwing shoulder, leaving freshman Will Howard to lead the number 22 Wildcats the rest of the way. Thompson was hurt 2 weeks ago when Texas Tech's Rico Jeffers drove him into the ground after Thompson unloaded a pass in the Wildcats' 31-21 victory. Red Raiders were penalized 15 yards and Jeffers was ejected for the late hit. Thompson is a senior, but the NCAA has frozen eligibility clocks for the 2020 season because of the COVID-19 pandemic, which means he could return for one more season. It's unclear whether that decision has been made. Authorities say a Kansas City Chiefs fan who was upset about the team's loss to the Raiders pointed a gun at a victim in a neighborhood about 10 miles away from Arrowhead Stadium. A victim and witnesses told officers that the person upset over the results of the game pointed a gun. One of the witnesses then fought to disarm the suspect, who then fled the scene. Mid-America Network Sports.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
To harvest garlic next summer, you need to plant it now. We will share some tips to get you started off right on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 13th, the 287th day of the year. Musician Paul Simon has a birthday, and the Pittsburgh Pirates won the 1960 World Series on this day, the first to end with a walk-off home run. In most places, garlic is planted in the fall for harvest next summer. Which variety is best? In cold climates, hardneck garlic is a good choice. It's winter hardy, but the flavor may be sharper than what you're used to. Softneck garlic is the type found in most supermarkets. It does best where winters are mild. Elephant garlic is another option, though it's more related to a leek rather than true garlic. Whichever you choose, buy cloves meant specifically for planting. Store-bought cloves may have been sprayed with inhibitors to keep them from sprouting. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.